Taufkufman Hey.
Taufkufman Hey.
Okay.
Which
Sif? Let's start with Sif Aleph again. Also, Lichtov v'cholamoid. It's also to write on cholamoid. Afilu lehagia ois achas v'sefer also. Even to magia, to go ahead and fix one ois in the sefer is also. Not a sefer Torah, fill in something like that. Go l'tzorach rabbi, yish oisvim kosher enu tzorach lamoid. And if it's tzorach rabbim, some aser, because if it's not tzorach hamoid, yesh matirin, and some are matir. The issue over here is this siva is a mice. What is it? It's a mice hedjot. It's a mice. The point is a mice uman. Now it used to be that that writing wasn't. Not everyone wrote. There was professional writers, and that's why it was a profession. Copyists, things like that. So therefore, it was a mice uman. So the question is, here we're talking about there being magia, an ois. So therefore, that would be the machlokes over here, whether that's also a motor v'negu, v'negu lehokel, v'chsav shelana she'enu ma'isa uma. And the minig is to be makel on the ma'isa uman. The minig was to be makel on what's called ksav mishita, which is handwriting or hand printing, things like that. Not ksav ashuris and professional writing, Russian calligraphy, things like that. Regular writing, the minig was to be makel for rabbi. We'll see about yachid. We'll see in a little bit. Nira li she'im ein lahem sefer Torah kosher likroiz boi b'tzibur mutter lahagio b'cholamoi k'day likroiz boi b'tzibur. Nira li that if there's no sefer Torah kosher to read mutter lahagio b'cholamoi, you could go ahead and fix it during cholamoi. Likros b'betzibur, chaim b'sifrei mikro, gemara, shetzarech likro b'moid. So too with psukim and gemara that you need to learn, so you're allowed to do that. Mutar lagiyah b'moid mishum d'havi davar, that's considered davar ave, because a person needs to be able to learn, or read the Torah, things like that, needs to be able to learn, chumashim, things like that, so that's davar ave. Im ein lahem sefer Torah kval, they don't have a sefer Torah at all. Im efshar l'kosto kulo b'cholamoid, they soifim harbi yichtavu. Right. If it's possible to go ahead and to write the whole thing, Cholamoy with 20th and so forth, then you should write it. Torah Cholamoy to Likros B'Torah B'Tzibur B'Moy. The Torah Cholamoy to read from the Torah on the Moed. Even if you only finish it by Yom Tov Acharon, that would be fine. Agav Hu Adin Shar Svarim Lilmod Bahem, and so too other Svarim. To learn from them. If you need other svarim, you're allowed to go ahead and to copy them over and things like that. That's considered davar ari, no matter what you need to do. Koisev adam tefillin u'mezuzos la'atzmoi. Someone who writes tefillin u'mezuzos for himself, v'toive ayadei yirecho tcheles v'tzitzis, or he goes ahead and he spins the threads for trelis and tzitzis, because that you know trelis specifically nowadays. So that's what the Rama writes tzitzis. Nowadays I don't know, but I'm saying that lemaisa either one is lebigda. He is allowed to tove it and put it on his beged. V'im ein loy. Even if he's gonna wear it for set it up for after, he still can do it. These are a few heterim as to when a person can go ahead and write stuff. He can write film and this is for himself, because so even if the minig is not to wear cholamor, he's allowed to do it. Because he could put it on during the moed, and it's a tzarech. It's considered a tzarech to go ahead and to write tefillin for himself or to make But since it's and you can go ahead and write for other, you can do safras if he has nothing else to eat, he needs money for yamtav. Agav, oshiyu aloha tzoisav yoyser, v'relsim chotiv. Not only if he can't, has nothing to eat, but also if his, if he doesn't, he wants to have a nice yamtav. If he wrote the tefillin to someone, he can put it on Chol Moed. B'chol inyan shari, that of course would be mutter. The only iser that we have over here is the of hanicham is the writing, and that he can't write for schar. However, to make then you'll have someone who only has no money. For to make tefillah, even with the Maisa Uma, there weren't goyzer. There's a special gzera of ksiva not to write. It's a special gzera cholamoy not to write, even if it's a little more, it's more chomor than other types of malachos and tzorach and whatever. It's okay. It's a gzera and it's aser. Mutter lichtav cheshben oisav velachshav yitzi oisav. It's mutter to write his accounting, or his how much he paid out, balance a checkbook, something like that. Because if he doesn't do it now, then he's going to forget. You know how much he paid, how much he owed. But if it's something which this is some of the things which aren't tzarech hamoed. You need to know it for taxes for in 2 months and the end of the year, something like that. But if it's a Torah Chamoy, then he has to make a cheshbin, on things right on the Moy. So that's it's fine if it's Maisa Hedjot, which is not Ksav Ashuris, which is our Ksav, when that would be okay. Of bank papers, things like that you write out, someone lends money, you write a shtar, gemach, things like that. That is mutter. Tzarech hamoed. Obviously, you can't get money out unless it's tzarech hamoed. That is mutter. If it's mutter for that as well, because if you don't write down the shtar halva, then you might lose the money. Mutter lichtov shtar kedushin mishitvei psikta. You are allowed to write a shtar kedushin, which means that that you're allowed to write harayim. I guess the person writes harayim kodeshly and gives it to a woman. You're allowed to write that shtari psikta. That's like tanai, and people get engaged. It's tanai. We get into whether you can do kedushin or not. On yontav, it's okay. We have to get into that. But akopanim, all these things here, they're mutter because these aren't common. It's not the problem with ksiva. The special gzera against ksiva is that it makes chol moed into chol. You start writing, business, all these things. If you're just, if something which a mitzvah that comes up every once in a while, but here and there, so you're not going to come to go ahead and make and make a uvda the chol. So that's why it's mitzvah. Shtarei psikta. Gittin, v'shoivrim, and the shoiv, if someone pays you, you'll have to give him a receipt. Daitike, which are wills. A person's allowed to write a will. Even if it's not matanos means matnas bari. Daitike is a tzava of a shchiv mira. There's a something called matnas shchiv mira, which someone who is on his quote unquote deathbed can go ahead and write out some sort of will. For people to give this and this and this and this, that's called matna shchivira, which is binding even without kinyanim and even without it's a kilu made a kinyan even if he just says it. Matanos generally our tzavos, our wills nowadays are done through matnas bari, that it's given, that things are given out before someone's nifter, and as opposed to, so it doesn't fall to Yerusha, that's also mutter. Prusbolim, to write a prusbol if you didn't write one. Igor Shum, you have they have to get something estimated or something like that, and igros mazon, or you have to write out something for food. Pir shitrei psikta shadam pesik losses if no levito kach kach. It's like writing out a star, to say how much I'm supporting my kids, how much I'm supporting. It's at the Rosh Tevis. It's of da tehe lemekam velichios. From here, you're supposed to. This is where you give it to this person, and he can live off this money. Upirish prosbal prois buli yavuti. That it's a lashon of. Price to give, like to announce buli or buti, different types of stamps, different types of shtaros. Clever takanos a malve shlo yabe mamono. It's takanos from the malve, she shouldn't lose his money. Takanos a leve she imatz mi shielvena, because if people think that they're going to go ahead and lose their money, if it's already shmita and shal shvit, no one's going to lend money because why? No one's going to pay it back. So it's takanos for both people for. For buli or buti, pirush igur shum sheshama bezdin nichse leve nostam lamalve. That if they have, he needs to collect, you're allowed to collect money on a chalmoid, and so therefore bezdin has to go ahead and give an amount to give, so he should give to the malve. That's mutter igurus mazel shirbachu bezdin. It's a karka lamazel isha, that if someone doesn't support his wife. So then Bezdin will step in and will sell his property to go ahead and to support her. This is when they're married. We're not talking about afterwards of alimony, anything like that. We're talking about when there's a chiyuv of support afterwards. It's a whole different issue. Nice bezdin on this. Yinami mishikibo of lozun's basishto, or else someone who is makabel to go ahead and to support his stepdaughter. Also, if he went to bezdin to the right of star, so how much he has to give her, and that, so things don't end up having problems. Shtari chalitza, meunin v'shitrei beruin piske dinim. You're allowed to write a shtar chalitza for miun. If a girl is got married before she was 12, and then after 12 she doesn't like the guy, he's a real creepy guy, I don't know, whatever. So then she can do miun. V'shitre berurin piskei dinim. You can go to get a shtar bayrus or psach din, and it can be written on chol moed. Agav mutar lichtav ksuba b'moed. It's also mutar to write a ksuba on the moed. V'yesh oisrim. And some ask, because it's a maisu question, but I don't know what we're talking about over here, because if they lost their ksuba, so they need a ksuba right now, it's a tzarech hamoed, and you can't live without a ksuba. Although, the b'di'eved, if the ksuba gets lost, until they write one, then they could do a kinyan, and they can do a kinyan, but... Like, even there are ways to write in Ma'aseh Hedyot. He just writes on Machayev myself. I'm not getting into Psach Halacha, but there are ways to get around it. I'm not sure if it means over here the Yesh Oisim and say, oh, therefore you have to do the Bidiyavid and then wait for after Yom Tov to go ahead and to write a nice Tzuba. I'm not sure. The Igros Shel Shalom Shalom Shaleich Lechavero and Shel Shalom letters that person writes to his friend. I feel Dvar Prakmatia She'ena Avuda. Even if he writes a letter about business, that's not going to be lost. It's also Voter Yish Oisim Shail Shalom. Some Aser Shail Shalom. You're writing regular letters to people. You're writing. I guess if you don't write Letzarech, stop. I'm not talking about that. That's Aser. But you're writing Shail Shalom. Nagu Hachmir by Yachid. Afilu B'Ksiva Shalom. She Ksiva Mesita Meshita. Even our Ksav, the Ramah said before, for Tzachar Rabin we're Mako, but for Yechidin, the meaning is not to be Mako, the meaning is to be Machmir. The Acharonim bring that there are many people who are Mako on Ksav Meshita. What the Magen Avraham says, and the person says, that you should write it B'Shinui. We'll get to Shinui in a little bit, what kind of Shinui we're talking about. That all this is talking without a Shinui, because it's a Maisa Uman. We're talking about here where it's an actual Maisa Uman. Question is, what about writing, you know, so we'll get to Shinui. What about writing, what about printing things? So printing things seems to be that, I've seen they bring from Paiskim, I mean, from Zalman, many, from Shira Shabbos, and I don't know, seem to say, well, printing's a problem, because it's, even though you're just pressing a button, but it comes on a nice tzav and it's vayse uma. It's a tzarech iyun, because I'm not really... the metzias might be different. I can mention last time, the metzias might be different about printing. It was now the laser printer than it was before, and still not, like, really, you know, professional. A tzarech iyun, you have to ask the posting, because you have a person has a shayla, but al kopanim, you know, it's... It definitely it's more kal than regular ksiva, because you're not writing anything. It's a different malacha, even though it comes out, you know, letters come out. So I don't mean a person should print it as a draft. I'm not really sure. And so that then you can also, if you print things out, things of machlokes, for example, ksuba, you'll have to print a ksuba. So you can print out a ksuba and then work it for next. And since it's a machlokes, you could probably, you know, do that. All these other things as well. Most of the time nowadays, anyways, we print things out. So either it's mutter to actually write it, or it's mutter to go, you know, mutter to print it out. Definitely it's aruch hanoid. And all these cases over here, you know, it's maybe a ma'isa uman. If it's a suffix, it would be okay to print things. In question, shtar yichov b'moed, you're not allowed to write a shtar chov on the moed. Ve'im eno ma'amino ma'alva l'loive, and if he's not ma'amino ma'alva l'loive, l'loive tzarech l'maos. But if the ma'alva won't lend to the loive, and he's not loving these money for yichov moed, or she'ain l'sefer ma'yichal, or he needs to get a sefer to write a shtar. He needs parnasa. Hareza yichtov. He's allowed to write it. Agav mutra lichtov shtar mechira b'moed. You're allowed to write a shtar mechira on the moed. Ava ein lichtov shtar arisus v'kablamus. Because you can't do a rishis of kamblanos. That's not the tzarach hamoed, because that's, you can't do malachos. Most malachos are aser, so therefore that wouldn't be the tzarach hamoed. But shtar mechira, that's a raya for mechira and things like that, is if you sold something on the moed, you're allowed to go ahead and write a shtar, and that would be. That would be okay. Vishtar Risus, if it was something from before the Moed, then it would be Aser. But again, Arisus and Kablanos, even if a Mechira might be Shaykh for the Moed, Arisus and Kablanos is not Shaykh for the Moed Bechlal. There's no heter for that, and therefore it would be Aser, and I think we will stop here. I don't know what to do here.